Yeah. Washington to be afraid says Hashem yeh b'chislacha. Hashem will be chislacha here means it will be your trust. It will protect you. Hashem ra'achum elocha, it will protect your feet from getting caught. This is the entry where you have.
I don't know
if I have a good excuse. Okay. So let's move down. So here, the pasuk tells us not to be afraid, and the pasuk tells us that Hashem will be our miftach. Okay. So everybody's always discussing the tachon, what the tachon means. The tachon means that you're hoping to be good, you accept what Hashem is doing. So you see over here clearly the Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of the biggest Hashanim, writes that you have to, that Hashem will protect you from that which you're afraid of. Let's go through a few of the perushim here, okay? Go to the next pasuk, Chavot. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, B'chislacha b'miftachacho. Mitzudas David says, B'chislacha b'mashe tiftach v'tikta elov. He will be for you in that which you're trusting him. V'hu yish. He will protect your feet from getting caught in a trap. I just want to reiterate and reaffirm and establish that betochen takim means that Hashem will protect you. So says the Ben Yehuda will be like this. Hashem yeh b'chislacha. Hashem will be. Now let's move now to Ben Yehuda. I was going to make 2 points or 3 points that he brings out over here to bring out this. Last week we focused that that the pasuk says betach b'Hashem. That we go in when we're trusting Hashem to give us something. If we should trust Him to give us something before we do good, we trust Him to give us something so that we can do good. That was last week from Rabbeinu B'chayyad Kada Kemach, also an addition, the Talmud from the Rashba. And he touches very nice. He says, you don't say Asay Toiv, do good, and then B'tach B'Hashem, and then it sounds like a reward. You do good, and that's why B'tach B'Hashem will give you what you want. Fakat, B'tach B'Hashem, trust in Hashem to give you what you're asking for. Why? Asay Toiv, so you can do good. Hashem, his lesson is that Hashem will give you everything you need in order to serve. That's what B'tach B'Hashem, so that's the way we, Hashem is telling you how to act. Hashem wants us to say, I trust you, Hashem. So we go practically going into Rosh Hashanah. We're making Hashem our king. So it works out very, very clear. We're going in when we have a talk Hashem will give us a ksiv ksiv teva because we're making Hashem our king, meaning we're a servant. If we're his servant, then Hashem will give us a good year to be able to serve. But notice we're connecting our request for a good year, not because we want to enjoy life, not because we want to have, because we want to have, and we are normal. Because we are trusting Hashem to give it to us because we want to serve you, right? We did in Shabbat B'tochen that one of the things is that we can change things when we connect our B'tochen with things that are connected to the mitzvah. We can change it. So let's move on right to what he says over here. And two paragraphs from the bottom. It says Ben Yehuda, I want to talk to you about B'tochen. Ki m'sheidah she'emuna. B'tochen comes from the sheidah of emuna. Ki yishnem v'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. That's what we said the pasuk last week. V'em b'Hashem v'da ka b'toch. What's betachon? Here is Rabbeinu Yehuda's definition of betachon. Emuna, the firm belief, habrura, the clear emuna, v'chazik alev, and the strength, the person's strength in his heart. Yeshua Hashem yizbarach, that Hashem will give him a Yeshua. V'aseimach Allah be'emes, and you rely on him with emes. That's what betachon means. Now we're trying to figure out, and that's what we're going to move soon into Shabbat betachon itself. We're trying to figure out how this works. How do you have that betachon? You have to know about the Avish, the seven things. But betachon means that the clear emuna and the strength of the heart that Hashem will save you, and you have to seimach Allah be'emes. V'nishan Allah, and you have to lean on it. Now he says, v'ay. On the other hand, you see, v'ulam matzonu ki atzadikim yireim v'fachdim echad. You saw that tzadikim were afraid of the sin. Shenem v'yirakim v'yidu were afraid. That maybe because of the sin, that's why they're going to get bad. And then eich elich v'lashar shol. What happened over there? Shmuel Anovi was afraid to go to anoint David as a king, because maybe Shaul will live, find out, they will kill him. But then Asher and Fachatov, it says, that person will be afraid from their sin. And another place it says, you shouldn't be afraid, because fear of a person is a stumbling block. So we have to understand both things. One side, B'tochen means that it's clearly Hashem will give you the Yeshua. On the other hand, you have this idea of you have this inyan of Yiras Sachet. So this is how he explains this. Look at this. I made it, highlighted it. B'tochen means when you say, I'm trusting in Hashem to give me what I'm getting, there's no suffering will happen. What does that mean? So gives you a mush. Ki'ira b'tochen is kishir. It's like somebody who's hired out. Habiteach ala melech, somebody who trusts the king, v'omol b'kochkechi, and he works with all his strength, the fun of him before him, b'simcho v'tuv levav, m'rev, miftachi ala melech, because he knows he trusts the king to give him this pay. But Hashem will pay him. The king will pay him. So betachem means that there's no suffix by the schir, by the someone who's being hired out, by the worker, that Hashem will pay him. Why is Hashem paying? Because he's doing Torah mitzvahs, he's learning the Torah, and he's trusting Hashem to pay him. So what happens if we started out the shittin? What happens if a person is, if a person has a good, then it's very easy. Okay, so he has betachem Hashem. Hashem is paying him. When is the payment coming? And now in this world, the world to come, huh? Yeah, the truth of the matter is that the schar is in the world to come, but you get paid in this world also, because like we said, in order to work in this world, you have to have it good in this world too. So that's how, this is what he's going to say now.
If you're never confident that you're good or not.
Okay, so that's his question. So what he explains is, your yirei chet makes you humble and makes you understand that maybe you're not worthy of the chesed, but Hashem will give it to you anyways because you have to do your job. So you could be a reichet. Reichet doesn't mean that Hashem is not a rachman. Reichet doesn't mean Hashem is not going to have rachmanis on you and he's going to forgive you. Reichet, you're concluding because you have a chet. That's why the person is drawing the parallel. The reason why he's having the problem is because Hashem is beating him up. But if he felt that way, then he would strengthen himself. But what happens is then the next step is he's beating up. So I feel so weak, I'm not doing anything. What you're supposed to do is, reichet. Well, that's why I trust Hashem more to give me what I'm asking for. You forgive me. This is the few lines. Some we trust in Hashem will pay him. He will strengthen himself in serving Hashem. That actually he's going to get double pay, because really he shouldn't have so much service. And he has a lot of service and he's doing his job. It means even in such harsh conditions, he's serving Hashem. So you get more, right? If you're working in a good condition, you get paid one job. If in harsh conditions, it's better. And you also trust Hashem. Hashem is choosing from good. And the person always goes through this thinking. If Hashem is being mechichim in this world, it's good for him to have a to get rid of his sin, or cover Hashem to bring close Hashem. Hagmul, and to give him a nicer place in the Ilam Hagmul, Kishalvus Ilam Azek Hevel, because this the penuch in this world is like nothing chayin compared to what's coming up in the world to come. Neither v'tzel evik inish nami b'yucham yeres Hashem. Now, let's go down to the bottom of the page. V'hine midaitei kishkori shomer, so hitake has that his heart is shomer, ve'ezeru alei, and the light is plenty of him, u'meyachel u'mekave gam leperis maisov ve'ilam hazeh. That's the point. He's not only have the betachon that everybody sitting in this room has complete the more than betachon that they should go ve'ilam abo, after this world comes ilam abo, right? But he says that that's also translates to having the gemul also in this world also. And he says that v'hi techelas v'tikva atzulim min habetachon v'gam atchazik. This is techelas means expectation. The tikva means hope. And v'hi techelas v'tikva atzulim min habetachon. When you have betachon the Eibushter that he is going to give you your pay, you know you're going to have good this world also. V'gam atchazik v'tachon v'shu atzulim mino. It's also called betachon because it comes from there. So if you look at the footnote on the bottom, I'll give you a little Dvar Torah now on the pasuk from last week, and it's not just a Dvar Torah just to say something nice about the parasha, but actually it fits in very well what we're saying in the last 2 weeks over here. We have betachon in Hashem to give us a ksiv v'chasim v'tevel l'shon tevel m'sukkah, because we're connecting v'asei tev, betachon Hashem v'asei tev. We are accepting Hashem as a king. We have the Hashem, we are Hashem's workers, and therefore we are davening for what we need, and we daven specifically for what we need. As Chana davened specifically what she needed, a child, and she got it on Rosh Hashanah. So we asked specifically on Rosh Hashanah, we davened Hashem what we need. Why? Because in order for us to be the servants of Hashem that we could be, we need a good year. So that's what we're trying. And it's not that we decided that. Okay, we have a time. Hashem says, "B'tach b'Hashem, trust Hashem to give us a table." But it's up to us. It's up to us to make that decision to be ever Hashem. It's up to make Hashem. It's up to us to make the decision. The reason why we want it. Some people want it because they want to have it. They want to enjoy life. They saw something nice and they want to have it also. We're not saying that. We're saying we want something nice, but we want to do it because that's why we needed to serve Hashem.
Why not specific? That's on Rosh Hashanah. We're allowed to have specific requests on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, we went through this last year. Maybe also. The answer is not you're allowed to. You're supposed to have. Because again, let's make it simple. If you're going, what we're talking about, if your request specifically is very much part, and you're serving Hashem, so that's part of what you want. You want, you say, Hashem, be my king, and as a king, I need to have this and this and that. Isn't that true? So. And we have the biggest ayah from Chana was Nifkad and Rosh Hashanah. So there's a pasuk in this. I brought it down. It says on the bottom over here in the footnote number one. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha. It's interesting halacha. If a guy hires A guy has a kerem, he has a vineyard, and he hires somebody to come and gather the grapes from the vineyard. So he pays him. They hire a guy for a day, pay him for the work. He's working hard in the sun, and so Hashem says that not only are you going to pay him for the day's work, but also he has permission to eat from the grapes that he's working with. This is the pasuk. You come into the vineyard of your friend, meaning as a worker. So you can eat. Anovim. Look at the words. You can eat from the anovim. You can eat from the grapes. As much as your heart, as your soul desires. You can enjoy it. Next pasuk, kisav v'kamas riecha. What happens if you come into? Also, if you come into kamas riecha. Kamas riecha means standing like wheat or barley, the grain that's standing. So there also v'katavta melilas b'yedecha. You can eat while you're working. You can take the melilas. You can take the grains and eat it. There's a discussion. Why is this worker allowed to eat? Is it because is this an extension of his pay? Is this extension of his pay? You pay for the day, plus you can eat also. You ever give a lunch to your helper? Okay, so anyways, is it because since you're working, so a person's working, he has to eat. It's not part of the pay. This is for the work that he's doing. This way, the other way, but the point is like this. On a drush way, there's a big question over here. The question that fuels this drush is like this. What's a bigger chiddush? What's a bigger novel? Like, if you're coming in, the topic is giving us two scenarios. One scenario is if you're working in a vineyard, is a place of enjoyment. Fruit, chlal, and wine specifically, is not to live on. It's there to enjoy. It's enjoyment. So eating wheat is still to live on. So it should say like this. It should say first, if you're coming into a wheat field, you can eat to live. And not only eat wheat, you can also eat grapes. Right? That would be the real order of things. That Hashem didn't give that. Hashem says it the other way. Come with the grapes first, and then he talks to you about wheat. Why? Because in Taylor, there's always the levels of hints and drush. And what David is teaching you a very interesting lesson here. And it connected to what we're saying. If you're coming, we are all in Hashem's world, working for Hashem. Every one of us is in the Shema, is a Ben, an Eved Hashem, that comes, and the Shema comes down into this world to bring light into this world. That's why we're here. So we're working. We're working it through. Some people have a nicer business, some have a harder. But we're all working in Hashem's. Now, it depends. So Hashem says, not only I'm going to pay you for your work after 120 years, but I'm going to let you also eat while you're working. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to give you, like he says on top of the page, I'm going to give you gam to pay the smice of Baalim Hazah. I'm going to give you not only payment, because the mitzvahs are so big, you get paid really for the mitzvah, you get really paid after 120. But while you're doing the mitzvah, you have to eat also. You have to live. So Hashem says, while you're working, you can eat. But here comes the point. If you feel like you're in a vineyard, if you look at your life and you feel that I'm working and I enjoy being a yid, you're living a life of enjoyment, meaning not because you're living a life I enjoy working for Hashem. I enjoy doing a mitzvah with the yid, I enjoy doing a mitzvah with the zlidil, I enjoy doing a mitzvah properly. So Hashem says, if that's the way you're working, then I'll give you kinafshecha savecha. Not only will I give you mamash what you need, I'll give you savecha, svi, I'll give you a lot. I give you also in a plentiful way, like extra, like fruit, more than you have to eat. Why? Because Hashem works with us the way we work with Him. So, but the chiddush is, even if you work coming into the world and you're working as you're working in a wheat field, I'm only doing what Hashem wants me to do. Tell me, Hashem, tell me what I have to do, and I'll do it. And don't bother me. Yeah? So you're working in commerce. You're working like you're working only for what you need. Hashem says, I'll still give you melilas. You can still eat. I'll still give you what you need in this world also. So that's the chiddush. So what the point of this little Dvar Torah is like this. Certainly, we see that Hashem pays us for our work in 120. We have a tachon like that. He says, when we feel we're a worker, when we feel like we're a worker in Hashem's world, Hashem will give us, while we're working, to eat what we need. Food, clothing, everything, family, everything we need, to money. Right? But now it depends how we're going to do it. That's everything in Kedusha. It all depends how we go to it. When we serve Hashem one way, Hashem gives us that way. If we serve Hashem with a geshmak, happy, besimcha, more than we have to, like in the Kerem, we feel happy, we're happy to be a yid, Hashem says, I'll give you kenash chasavecha. I'll give you not only what you need to live, money. I'll give you a sevia. I'll give you a pleasure like wine. I'll give you more than you, not only money this, but even if you're somebody that works, you have to work. You have to do a mitzvah. I'll give you also. But we see clearly that our betochen in Hashem is that when we're doing Hashem's work in this world, and that's why we go into Rosh Hashanah with that betochen of a ksiv chsim v'teiva. Why? Because we're going into Rosh Hashanah to make Hashem our king. It follows. We're not walking to Rosh Hashanah because we have a beautiful table and we're having a nice party. We go to Rosh Hashanah because we're making Hashem our king. We're all resolving to serve Hashem. This year is going to be a better service than the next year. This year we're going to work Hashem better than before. We're going to work in the Kerem. And work in the Kerem. Work in the Kerem. So the Abish will give us back like also like in the Kerem. Okay.
It's all very nice and good, but the Yetzer Hara says to you, yeah, you really think that you're doing it because you're making Hashem the king?
Yeah. That's what, so I have to say yes. As a matter of fact, that's true. And watch this. And you say, watch this, and I'm back and do what you tell me. I'll tell you what you have to do. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. That is part of the struggle. That's part of the struggle. So now finally to bring out this Nakuda that even though a person is going through difficulty, you know what Betochen really means? Betochen really means as this. Betochen means that what's gonna happen to me tomorrow. What happened to me yesterday has no indication what's going to happen to me tomorrow. That's what Betochen really means. Betochen means that even though, like you just said, even though a person is going through a difficulty, he has Betochen, Hashem is going to pay him. Pay him if 120, and in this world also, as he's working, Hashem is going to give it to him. If it doesn't happen yet, it's going to happen. That's a Betochen. And he says in a way that there's no question. There's no question. He says the words, Daki Betochen Shalei Yisar Shum Safik. If you're working for a boss like that, the Eibush there, you have a question that he's going to pay you? Another question. And if you go through hardships, it means your payment will be more because you're shkeich. I don't want my payment that's 120. I need to live now. Oh, that's betochen. I shall pay you now also. The reason why we're learning Binyan Yena, we're learning Shara betochen mainly. But I want to show you, it's not just the one sefer that says this. It's many, many Rishonim says the same thing. Look at this. Right.
So even if you don't deserve it, you're having betochen that Hashem, in His kindness,
yes,
is going to,
yes,
whatever.
Allow you to serve.
The Torah says, he said, well, you don't deserve it. Well, okay, I don't deserve it, but Hashem
anyway. Exactly. Yeah. I'll show you a few more tidbits, and then we'll go back into the safe here. Look over here. Exactly right. Even I don't deserve it, but I feel humble. I'm David. I'm David still wants it. He writes over here, look at the second paragraph on page number 2. Ve'edi chayivin ha'betochen. Betochen is mechayiv. You obligate to she'yedim levove. A person has to know his heart. Ke'hakob le'shamayim. And it's in his hands to change the tever, the hachlof of mazel, to change the mazel, but ain't the sham, the shame matzah, the yeshiva of matzah. David has no matzah, has no thing stopping his gemor. The gamki tzara kreva, even though he's facing a tzara kreva, Yid has to know Yeshua say love kreva also. The same way you're saying the tzara kreva, you should know Yeshua say love kreva. The Yeshua also come kreva. You call yachal because the Eibush call yachal, he bats the mezima. Nothing can stop him. A person should be betech in the Eibishter and every time of a Torah, and so what's he saying over here? Yesterday, until now, this guy was going through a difficult time. And the Teva is showing him a situation where he can't be helped. So he says to him, I don't care about Teva, I'm trusting Hashem, who can change the time in a second. And that's exactly the way Hashem wants us to think.
And that applies to anything that's bothersome to us.
Yes.
There's always a question. You have 50 things that are going wonderful, and you have 2 things that are not, right? So, you know, do you deploy all the bitachon on those 2 things, or do you say, well, right?
Well, you use the things that are going wonderful for you to prove that Hashem is with you. And then you say, the same way Hashem is helping me here. I'm not saying it's happening wonderfully to me here because I'm such a good guy. I'm doing it. Hashem is helping me. So Hashem wants me now because I have 2 other things that are really bothering me. So Hashem wants me to daven that He's going to save me from it.
You can't think those 2 things are einish or something either.
No, I'm not even thinking
Einish. Oh, stop, Einish. Let's say about now. Do children, Einish is over. What do you
No,
do?
I'm thinking
Einish.
I'm thinking
that's
not a big deal.
Life doesn't want to be perfect at any moment, right?
Why not?
That's very jealous. I mean, if we're going to benchmark for professional, we're going to be pretty miserable.
No, they say benchmark. See, we're not benchmarking. We're not looking to have the perfect life. Because we want to serve Hashem. Something comes up, it's bothering me. It's a tzara. And it's interfering with serving Hashem. So that tzara has to go away.
Or I can learn to make peace with less than perfect. Because most things are bothersome.
Okay, so that, I'm asking.
But if you make peace with it, then I'll probably stay. If you make peace with it, I'll probably stay.
If I
won't go away.
Peace to stay in jail, then he would have been there for 27 years.
But in jail, jail's not, you can't make peace with jail.
Yeah, but there's something that Hashem we can make peace with, right? But there's something in our lives that we're very busy with that we can also make peace with.
But certain things, certain things a person realizes, they just want some mismatch, and then and he moves on. Again, that's up to the person to make the decision to see if this thing is something that is really interfering with his aveda or not. You're right. Certain things that he said, okay, this Hashem wants me to be in a matzah like this is masking me. He moves on, doesn't bother him. I talk about matzah that does bother him.
Like getting up this morning.
Huh?
Minor aches and pains. You're
no, aches and pains are no good. No aches and no pains. It's a matzah from Shugi. No aches and pains. Okay, I just want to bring up one more thing here. That I guess we're running out of time, but I think this is, I guess what I'm trying to do in these situations, I want to prove, you know, we always talk Shabbat Tachon. So far, we're bringing other Rishonim. We know the Rishonim are a source that you can say, if I have a Rishon says that, you know, you can't argue with that, unless you have another Rishon says differently. But this is a source that shows us, Tachon means together. I guess I jumped over what he said in the beginning also. Look on the page one. Maybe I should have. He says, Ki atzadikim on page one. Can it see? Atzadikim on the Solomon oven. Tzadikim that don't sin. We're not talking about a tzadik that's a perfect tzadik. We're talking about a yid that doesn't sin. Or Beitchim B'Shem Yisbarach and his Beiteach and the Eivisht. Yasser lehem nes. That's what the pasuk is saying. Even though the place will become Echman and the sun destroyed, the tzaddik will, that's what the pasuk is saying. Now, the next line, third line over there. So certainly, Baruch, I don't, you know, everybody's always busy saying, even a Rosh can have betachon. That's true. But you don't have to be a Rosh to have betachon also. You can be a betachon. He says, Shemiras HaTeira. That means a person wants to be Shemir Teira Mitzvahs. And he has betachon the Eibishter. The Eibishter is going to protect them from every tzara. Look at it again, right? And next, the last line. Kim Shemiras Imras Hashem, Babetachon Yogin Hashem Lachesa Bemikol Tzara. Now he gets into it. So, that's how betachon is. Betachon means you're trusting Hashem to protect you. If in fact you didn't get it yet, so you accept it with the moon that Hashem knows what's best, but you still have betachon that Hashem is going to pay you. Hashem will help you do right. That is what betachon is. Now, talking about Avedis on page 3, he said like this: "Uchvigdulas hatikva ve'emet halev as great as your tikva is, your hope ve'emet halev and your strength of your heart, betecheles in hoping in Hashem." Tigdal miles and lefesh, your spiritual being will become greater and stronger. And anybody who works on betachon knows that. As your betachon is used and you use it, you feel closer to Hashem. Because betachon really means being closer to Hashem through shmiras ha'teira mitzvahs. That's what betachon is. And b'meila, you daven, you're closer to Eibishter. You realize if it didn't work the way you exactly wanted until now, you're trusting the Eibishter is for a reason, but then the Eibishter will give you the good you're asking for. You're always you're building up your nefesh. So what happens? So it says the name. Look at the first line. Al yedech levavchem. Don't be afraid. Pirush. Al tiru min am. Don't be afraid of the. Remember, I always quote this pasuk from Ben Yehuda. So v'rizus v'rachah amrachah leisirim. Don't be afraid from them. Avas Hashem yira. But the Eibishter you should be afraid of. V'neimal es meroy leisirim leisarso. As Hashem talks, is the vision. You don't be afraid of people. Be afraid of the Eivishter. And like it says, Hashem name of Yir Yaakov. It says, Yir Yaakov, Yaakov was afraid. What was he afraid of? Yaakov was afraid. He was Yorah Menachet. He was afraid, Yorah Hayim Menachet. Yaakov was afraid that possibly there was a chet there. And that's why he's facing a challenge from Esav. But Mele, what happened after he was Yorah Chet? He fell apart. Yorah Chet means he didn't fight. Fakert. It's a very interesting insight. It's telling you he fought. The Yiras Chet, a proper Yiras Chet, brings you to a Emet Halev. brings you to a strength in your heart, because you realize you're honest with the Eibishter, there may be a chet there, but now you trust Hashem to help you out of the tzara. Exactly right, because you're already chet, the Eibishter will help you. Not because you're a chet to watch out for the next punch, because you're a chet, now the Eibishter is going to help you. That's how it works. He was afraid of it, so he's misambis. He was strengthening in Yiras Hashem his baruch. So now that he's trusting Hashem to save him, so the more he's afraid of the chet, the more tikva he has to sleep. That's why he wasn't afraid of other people, because he knew they would help him because he's Yerechi. So this is a very important nekudah. You're going into Rosh Hashanah. You look back at the year and the Yitzhar has a knack of reminding you something that creation is about. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And so Yerechi, let's say so fakad, because you're Yerechi, so now you can be misambis, and now you can trust the Eibush that fakad, Yaviris Hashem. And yes, Hashem for tshuva. And now you know that the Eibush is going to be made for you. And now you can be strong. It's stronger than you. You have a time. The Eibush is giving you a good year. Doesn't mean because you're a chet. And now people, everybody plays up this court thing. Standing in front of a judge. How do you feel? How do you feel standing in front of a judge? I'm not going to really answer that question. But how do you feel standing in front of a judge? Yeah. Well, who are you standing in front of? A human being who doesn't care about you. Punk Fakir, who is standing by? I told my story. I said a story for 55 times. I don't know how to tell it. It was the last Rosh Hashanah. That wasn't the last Rosh Hashanah. It was a Rosh Hashanah. I was the chazan, the shachas. I think I did say it. I was the chazan of shachas. Not because I was the best chazan, because there was no other chazan there. And I finished writing an essay for Chazan Shachas. I was hoping now to go to and Blong Schaefer, and boom, they run in and they say it's a recall. Recall. You know what recall means? Oh, God. Recall means everybody has to stop what they're doing. They got to go back to the barracks. If ever gets locked in, they get counted. Everybody's getting counted. So I had sense to go back and get my. So this can take a minute, an hour, a day. You don't know. They thought the prisoner escaped. So now they want to make an inventory, make sure all the scheiders. I told you, it's my turn. That was the first time. I could put them, they backed us in, and they're counting us. So what was the counting? I was sitting by the door watching these two faces looking. So I'm inside them looking at these two faces, angry, high. They're angry people. People that came away, like, I said, what's wrong with you? What did I do to you? Like I thought for shepherd. I really looked to them, I say, Blaze, I did nothing to you. But they next time the kids look at me also, I say, angry, and they go right there. Then Bachelor, they found out the problem and they let us go back to Davin. And it was Musaf. So I got the sign to take it. Musaf, the highlight of Musaf and sign to take it. Sign to take it talks about the highlight of all the whole fear of going standing in front of the Avish that Hashem is counting you. Yeah. But how is Hashem counting you? Like a shepherd counts sheep. You have to remember that. That's a whole different thing. You are being counted, and it's fakir. You should be reichet, and you have to take it seriously. Don't make it as say, my father is counting me. I don't really care. My father, me and my father, we have. That's not what's going on. What's going on? No, they do. No. Kerek is Not that's the point. So that's what I'm trying to say. And it was a very, very important moment of seeing. So look on the bottom, look at the over here. I can't read the whole thing. If you look towards the middle of the page, I have another line that's bolded out. Chayin im govro alof tzoris. Nachmon l'tzlan, a person had a lot of tzoris last year. V'nichne b'fneim. And he got humble before them, because there's a lot of problems. So what should he do? Should he say that Hashem wants to clean him up and beat him up and he's in a washing cycle? Or yiftach al rachamei Hashem. He should try, he has betochen al Hashem's rachamim ki racham olav b'bnei tzereisov, because he has tzores. U'b'bnei achna osein, because he's nichna to the Eibishter. U'b'bnei tzekvosei al Hashem, because he's mekave, he's always going to have, he's have betochen Hashem will do it for him. That's the way you go into Rosh Hashanah. And you can go to Rosh Hashanah like a Yom Tev, but the betochen you have a ksiv v'chassim v'teva, Rosh Hashanah teva musaka. That's okay. So this is the Rabbeinu Yena. Now we have 10 minutes left. I want to open up the sefer and Shai betochen and learn the next two how we get stronger betochen Hashem. So in Chavis Lavov, he spells out the seven things. Last week we learned one of them was the first one was Rachamim. Hashem was Rachamim. That's the first thing. We have a talk, you have to first know that Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachum Echanim. Hashem is a Keil Rachum Echanim. That's the first thing you have to know. And once you have that, now you can trust the Eibishter, because Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachum Echanim. What's the second thing you have to know?
What
page do you want? Mem. And I'm doing Mem Aleph. I think most people sitting here have done it before, but I want to show you how this builds up. I'm trusting Hashem to help me out of my tzara. What's the foundation of my trust? Because I did mitzvahs?
No.
It's going to come important soon. That's going to reflect on me. I have to be someone who wants to do that's in Hashem. So I want Hashem to do what I want to have to do. That's about me. I'm talking about the Eibishter. Why am I trusting Hashem to help me? Because Hashem is a Rachm. Hashem is the biggest Rachm that can be. And Hashem is waiting for us to come to Him and ask Him for Rachmanis. I'm doing that. That's the first thing. So if that's the case, done. What do you need more? Because all of these seven different things are really a flow. It's really an integrated one comes out. Each one brings a question. And that's why we need seven, because each question each statement brings another question that has to be clarified. Okay, so Hashem is Rachman, then why in the world is the person going through Sansaras? So that's why, and it fits in what we learned today from the Ben Yehuda. The second thing you have to know is that you're talking about the Eibishter. And the Eibishter, the Beira, you're talking about the Creator, Yisrael. But the Eibishter knows. It's not hidden from him what is the way of helping a person. Because the Eibishter, we are part of the Eibishter's creation. Nobody knows better. Nobody knows better how to help something, a creation, how things can affect negatively this thing, and how sickness and how can be healing more than the one who made it. So that has to be there. We have to know. We also have to remember that the Eibishter knows what's our biggest tielus, why we were created, what's our job in the world, what's our purpose, and therefore everything that's happening to us has to be both things. Hashem is a Rachman, but also it could be that for a moment, for a second, it looks like you can't see the Rachmanus, because Hashem has a job for you. Something has to be fixed there. So, and then he logically explains, if this is by people that make something, if you're buying a car or a machine from somebody, made some person, actually, the whole thing was made by a certain person, and not the Nefesh. So who are you going to go to fix it? The one who made it. But the person who made something doesn't do anything about this essence of the thing. But the Chasim can't really make it new. But the Eibishter, who created and made new the source of a person, his tzura, his soul, his nefesh, and his tchunas, in the way he's connected. He knows what's best for us. And this makes sense. Hashem creates us for a purpose. We have a job to do. We don't know, our job is Torah mitzvahs, but the Torah mitzvahs, everyone in their specific job and place and time and matzah. So we're trusting Hashem that even though we know he's a Rachman, but it's very possible that the reason why he's going through this difficulty is because this is better for the person to go through the difficulty for his job to get him to a higher and to fulfill his purpose in life. I'm the Eibishter who's teaching you which way to go. And he brings this pasuk. That the one who loves Hashem loves, that's like a father teaches his son. So this is part of the mix. Now you're never going to say this to another person. If you need something from another person, you're not asking another person to be his teacher. You need something from somebody. Has a chmaras on you, you should give it to you. You're not listening to come your teacher, but the Eibishter is your teacher. The Eibishter is your creator. The Eibishter knows what's best for you. So that's why, that's the answer. That means that even if a person is experiencing something that's not open achmanas, doesn't push him away from having betachon the Eibishter, because he knows the second thing, in order to trust in the Eibishter, you have to know that the Eibishter knows better. So what's the question after number two? What's the question after number two? Does that mean you're stuck there? Does that mean that that's the way it has to be? Does that mean that it can't change? Does that mean if this is the way it is, it means yesterday is the proof on tomorrow? Yeah? So that's why Ashlishi, he tells you no. That's where B'tochen comes in. Kaberi is barik chazim b'chachazim. The Eibishter is strong than any strong. Udvari nigzim b'kol dover. And whatever Hashem says is established, and nobody can stop him. Whatever Hashem wants, he does. Amar can ye dvaray asher yetsi pi lo yashiv al harekom ki imbaros asher chafasti. Whenever I say, will not come to me empty, but I will do what I want. What does this mean? It means that even though up until now, the Eibishter was going in a certain pathway with a person. The person was going through the challenges he was going through, and for his benefit. It wasn't a stira to the Rachmanis. But since the Eibishter is chazak b'chol chazak, the Eibishter can change things. The Eibishter is able to bring his chatshus, a new chayus, a new life, a new healing, and change what happened yesterday, last year, for the new year. That is what B'tochen is, number three. And with all these three, if you take all these, Alibis Gimel, if you take these three, you have it, really. There's four more coming for more reasons. But these three really puts it together. In order to have a tachan for a good year, the Hashem is giving good year, you have to leave says Rachma. You're going to in front of a court, you're going in front of a judge. Unlike any judge in the world, you can't bring a rai, you can bring a marshal of staying in front of a king simply to realize that your life is not in your hands, that other people have power over you. But this idea that you're standing in front of the Rachmanis of all Rachmanis is there's no comparison because it doesn't exist. The other way around, in a courtroom, they looking to kill you. They're not looking to help you, they're looking to kill you. And by the Eibishter Faker, the Eibishter warns, Hashem says, I don't want to kill nobody, I want everybody to live. What he wants to do tshuva. So the first thing is, you have to live Eibishter Zerachmo. That's how we're going into Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter Zerachmo. If that's a, so then how come I had such a hard year last year? How come I had such so many tzaddis? What's going on over there? So you have to remember, that's what Munda, you have to know. And that's, you can't have a talk without it. You have to know that whatever Hashem did not tell us also, that's not a stira to the Rachmanis. The fact that it was a hard year this year does not take away from the first one that Rachmanis. It just means, since Hashem creates us, Hashem knows best what heals us, what fixes us, and what's for our best, but also for our purpose. So therefore, that's what this year looked like. So instead of saying, whatever you say, a person has to have a munna and accept and receive that whatever happens is the table, because he knows it's coming from a place of Rachmim. The second point of trusting Hashem is not a stira to the first one. It's explaining the first one. Even though you see something is coming, like a father is admonishing his child. What's the best marshal? The two kids are playing, a friend and the father only gets after his own child. And the old child can't understand, how come me you're giving such harsh words for our behavior and my friend you didn't say a word to? So the father says to the kid, what are you talking about? You're my child. And you acted in a very mean way. So to you, I care about. I'm talking to you. Your friend, I don't care about. You're right. That's a kid. So the fact that something has happened until now, somebody's life doesn't mean that there's a state to the Rachmanis. Elomai, the Rachmanis is not coming visible. What do we want? We want to have Harein of Hashem Chazak. We want to see a visit. We want a good Zisa Yom. The Shana Tefa Mesukah. We want a sweet year. So we see a sweet. So how do we do that? That's what the third one is. We know that since Hashem is Chazim of Chazak, meaning even though there was a Gzeda before that had to come from another way, but our Avodah, our accepting Hashem as a king, our accepting of doing Tehra Mitzvah is now better than last year, we're accepting Hashem as a king, that makes it Hashem can change it. Oh, from now on, we're giving Racham, even though, because Hashem nothing, it doesn't have to be a certain way. It could be any way. Until now, it's going one way, we can make it, because again, if we feel that we're working in Kerem Reyachav, we're working in Hashem's world, and we're enjoying it, and we're loving it, and we're happy to be a Yid, and we're not kvetching, and we're happy. So Hashem says, Evazay, so that I can change things for you, your simcha is paid together, I'll give you the good, not in the hidden way, I'll give you the good in a revealed way. And this is what, if you have all three, then you could take it, go into Rosh Hashanah with a knowledge, with a take a tik betachon and a tikva that you will, things will change. You should be Tashana Teva Mesukah. And yesterday, finish with this thing. Remember, as a kid, and I never liked this line, but I remember a lot of these old guys in shul used to say it. It bothered me very much. And there was this big rabbi, a clever person in the good old days in Europe, in Russia. And I have this right, he should be making me, but he was, I think the Germans killed him, I guess Hashem. So he was known for his very smart, witty, he was a teacher. He was a Muhammad. So one time after Yom Kippur, I don't know if that happened. Back upon the story is that after Yom Kippur used to say, with Rosh Hashanah used to say that I know what's going to happen next year. I know that old Avon, I know exactly what's going to happen next year. And he pointed to the Gvir of Shtot. He's going to be a Gvir. He points to himself and he'll be a Mulamed. I don't think he ever said it really, because it's not true. Because that's not the way it works. It's a new year. It's a new Amshach. It's a whole new king. It's, you know, the marshal for Rosh Hashanah, maybe next week we'll talk about it more. We have one more cleanse for Rosh Hashanah. The marshal for Rosh Hashanah is like somebody has a business. Somebody has a business. When a person has a business, the reason why he wants the business is because he's making money. But it's a big business. He's buying, he's selling, and the customers are stutz, the gate. Yeah? So every businessman knows, you don't really know if you're making money or not. Until the time comes, you shut the business down for a day, you make inventory, and then you find out from the numbers, how much you bought, how much you sold, how much was stolen, how much was damaged, whatever actually happened. You find out, yeah, you should shake with the head. I said, gaiters, anybody in business knows that, right? So when the person, that day when the inventory is being taken, the desire to have the business is not there.
A little shaky,
yeah. It's withdrawn. That means a whole year while the guy's doing business, he decided he wanted a business, he wants the business as a tutsam. He's buying, he's selling, he's investing. The moment he's doing inventory, the will for the business is hidden. You don't know. We got to see how this thing works. It's a profit, I want it. There's no profit, I don't know, right? So this is a marshal what happens by Rosh Hashanah at night. But this year, it's Monday night. Monday night, all the chayas from last year, that means they just wanted a world, they wanted a business, they wanted to have a world for the reasons he wants a world. Now he makes inventory. So the rotzen for the world is hidden, because the next morning, we didn't take a shefer. And we say, we want Hashem to be a king. That means, there's a prophet, we make a new rotzen for the world. That means we mamshich by Tkir Shefer, it's a gemara. That means say the words of Malchus Shefer, so I should become your king. So what's the point I'm saying? That we it's up to us. It's up to every single person in their life and up to for God's Klal Yisrael. It's up to us to be mamshich this new rotzen, this new will for Hashem to want to have. The world going right into the new year, and the new Ratzon is not like the Ratzon from last year. That's my point. It's not a Hamshech. The Ratzon from last year's God goes up, and now our job is to bring down the new Ratzon. And now depends. We have a Koyach through our Tefillah, through our Kabbalah Machusay, through our Shpong Shefer, through our saying, by saying all these statements, Hashem, we want you to be our king. We bring down a greater Ratzon than last year. So the Gevira stays the Gevira, and the Malami can be Gevira also. It doesn't have to be like this. It's a new Ratzon. That's the whole point of the whole thing. We're Mamshech a new Ratzon Lemlucha. Every Shabbat, Ksivach, Simatei, Lashantei, Mesukah.